space.
What about that truss and pollen thing?
Beg pardon?
The truss and pollen thing, yeah, that's.
Beg pardon?
Yeah, it'll be about that.
Let's go on to 6 o'clock. We're gonna do grants after dinner, so we're gonna do that next.
After dinner?
Let's go to 3 hours.
We'll do grants next week.
We'll be about here.
Trying to save you some.
Of course he'd die. I've been dead for a minute.
I don't know, Vance and I can walk out.
Okay.
The next item is old business is an ordinance to amend chapter 99 and 115 of the Code of Sussex County to define open space and to incorporate open space requirements into the application and approval process in all residential zoning districts and in residential planned communities, and to clarify provisions relating to re-subdivision, permitted uses, bonds, site plans, and other approved criteria. Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing, as did council. In the commission's public hearing, we heard comments from several parties. They are a part of the report that's before you. In the commission's deliberation, Mr. Smith stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of the ordinance amendment to amend chapter 99 and chapter 115 regarding open space based on record and for the following specific recommendations. One, the exclusion of buffers from open space calculations in mobile home parks in section 115-172G6 should be deleted. Two, the county council should consider changing section 99-5 and 115-4 regarding the definition of open space to allow certain types of stormwater management to be included in open space calculations, such as green technologies, etc. And three, the council should consider all the written recommendations considered by the Planning and Zoning Commission during the public hearing. There was a motion, a second, carried unanimously to forward this ordinance amendment to the council with a recommendation that the ordinance amendment be approved based on the reasons and recommendations stated. The motion carried 5-0. That's the commission's record.
Okay. Of course, the public hearing was last week, 2 weeks ago. We'll try to streamline this as much as possible. We can go right down. You ready?
Yeah. Go.
Okay. You go. I think that everything in the title is okay. If you go to 99-5 definition.
You need a handout.
Yeah. I got a file here. I can't find it.
Imagine that.
Doesn't matter. I can always get a new one. Yeah. Got a lot of paper.
Yeah, like, that's the only reason they make copies.
That's more trees, though, Mr. Cole.
Huh?
That's more trees. You need a copy of the ordinance? Or?
They just took down a forest buffer.
I got all that. I got this. I got that. I was looking for. Okay. I got
the ordinance.
Yeah, I was looking. Yeah. Send the ordinance so I can watch, follow through. Now I got this part. That's fine. Where's that? Here, I got one, Jim. I got one.
Anybody need the ordinance?
There we go. Now I got the other one. Okay. Do's and don'ts. Let's go.
Make a motion.
I'm ready for it. Has anybody got what to make any on the definition of open space?
Do any of these do's address the definition? Like, I think CIB down here under definitions.
Some do.
Right.
Okay. Let's throw it out. Let's keep moving. Just talk to yourself.
No, I'm wondering, maybe look. Jonas?
Yes.
We look at each of the dues.
Okay.
Find it in here. Look at it and see if we want to do that.
I got my dues already.
I got my do list.
I got my do list, too. You got
a couple do-dos?
Do list, right there. Let's go. Okay.
Don't make me answer that question, George, because that might point fingers. Okay.
Well, the first
business. Go ahead, George. Go ahead, Jim. Excuse me.
The under DENREC number 4, they suggested that we define what a pond with a demonstrated safe recreational value and purpose meant.
Right.
So what I said is you could do that. We can come up with a definition, or if you don't want to define that phase, you could address the concern by limiting the words, by eliminating the words demonstrated safe recreational value and purpose. If you do that, it would allow all ponds to be included in the open space calculation.
Okay.
That's the first can do.
That's the first can do in that particular division.
We want to get rid of allow the motorized watercraft, right?
Safe.
That's a separate one.
Okay.
We're on number four under DNREC.
Right, I see that. I think that makes sense. Is everybody in agreement with that one?
To define it or eliminate the phrase?
To eliminate, we're taking out safe.
Demonstrated safe recreational value and purpose. Is that what you're eliminating?
Right.
Correct. Okay.
Absolutely.
Are you going to vote on these one by one, or you want to go through all of them first?
So what, if there's not a consensus, we should vote on.
What will B read? Can you?
You get a corrected wording on B now.
What will non-NFI B read, Mr. Griffin?
What was the question, Mr. Dukes?
How would non-5B now read?
Well, it would, in the allowed category, a pond, any pond, would be allowed to be in the allowed section, so that means it would be included in the calculation of open space.
They're saying any pond.
Thank you, Mark.
All right. I'm fine with that. Do I got a problem with it?
Well, I think ponds which have
down under, on the first page, under B, it would just say ponds.
No, you're looking at number four under suggestions of...
No, Mr. Cole. He's looking at the ordinance.
I'm looking at where... Jim,
okay, there's
back
also,
up.
You were right. There's also the question about motorized watercraft.
Right, back, yeah.
But that comment came from a separate source.
You got to stop helping that, Rob.
If you eliminated both of those, then you would just be saying ponds, period.
Hey, Mike, how you doing, man?
Just ponds would be permitted.
Right.
Now, those are not stormwater ponds. Or is that a...
Unless you define it that way.
Well, that's what Department of Natural Resources is saying. Define a pond. They want a definition of what is a demonstrated safe recreational value. They're not saying eliminate it. I think they're saying define it. What you just did is had us eliminate it.
Well,
which is the consensus of the council.
I'm just telling you what...
But that's not the recommendation of Department of Natural Resources.
You could define it as recreational ponds.
Right.
I'm saying, are we defining a pond? They defined a pond with this having recreational value. Now you're saying just ponds could be a stormwater pond. And we've actually...
Well, that's open space. It's just allowed or excluded category right now is stormwater management facility area.
Sorry. What they're trying to do, guys, is get what's called valuable, useful, open space versus open space.
You could just say recreational ponds.
No, right. I don't want to say recreational ponds.
Okay.
I mean, if somebody wants to make a motion on that, it's fine, but a pond...
I thought open space is land that's not being built on.
Thank you.
Dale, that's the land between the buildings and everything else. What they're talking about is trying to get...
They're not...
No, it takes that out in here, Mr. Cole.
Yes, it does.
Well, okay, but...
You haven't read that part yet.
No, I know they're taking that. You're picking and choosing again. They're trying to say that the ponds, you want to have a definition of what this safe and recreational value means.
I crossed out safe and left recreational.
Okay, that makes sense. I can agree with that. A recreational pond.
So
I can agree with that.
What's the definition of recreational?
Pardon?
What's your definition of recreational?
That it's not a stormwater retention pond.
Well, what's wrong with a stormwater retention pond as part of open space?
That's not good quality open space. We're trying.
Beautiful. Have you ever seen a nice stormwater
retention
pond?
I don't know. I'm just trying to tell you. When we went on through this the other day, I think we had a lot of conversation and discussion. Mr. Jones, tell me if I'm wrong about the differences between a stormwater retention pond and regular, recreational pond. So I agree with the president there. Anybody else? Rogers has hightailed it. Dale, where are you now? You're saying anything, right? Any kind
of
pond.
Well, my definition of open space, if it's not built on, it's open. But I don't like the...
We're trying to define ponds.
10 feet between houses
included
in open space, and I think we define that later in the ordinance.
We're looking at ponds right now.
I have no problem with it saying ponds.
Is ponds strictly?
I don't have a problem with that.
Okay, do we want to wait till?
Well, unless you want to go 2-2, you better wait.
Yeah, let's.
And then you might go.
Well, 2-2 doesn't change much, does it?
Let's,
2-2 doesn't get you nowhere.
Jim, while we find Mr. Rogers, let's keep.
We want to wait, because a 2-2 gets, is, does nothing.
Okay, the next one was,
Inland Bay?
Under Inland Bays, number one. In definitions, they said amend the definition of open space to include the words all residential and RPCs. And I said you can make that change because it's consistent with the title, which referred to both residential zoning districts and RPCs.
Everybody cool with that?
That does make sense.
So it would read.
Lawrence.
Those land areas within all residential subdivisions.
RPCs.
And residential plan communities.
Now then.
That excludes minor subdivisions, correct, Mr. Lang?
That was, that's what the, all the discussions have been, exclusion of minor subdivisions.
Okay, so do you need to say major subdivisions in that reference?
In all zones, where's that coming from?
This is the gentleman you're looking for?
Yes, it is.
I got it.
Thank you for bringing him back, sir. Thank you very much. Put yourself in for a raise.
Now, what am I supposed to do, like, is it safe to put it out?
You want to take over that department?
No problem.
Just say yes.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Say yes. Just say you agree with me, that's fine.
Yes.
Okay.
He's with Dukes.
Whatever, I don't know about it.
You're better off.
We'll come back to that, Mr. Rogers.
We'll go back.
Come back to him.
Yeah.
Okay, we're on all residential and RPCs, right?
Right.
Get Rogers on board, somebody.
The question is, from Mr. Phillips, is minor subdivisions, I know it's considered strip, but if we say subdivisions, does that have any impact?
He's saying, should we exclude minor subdivisions?
No, I'm saying we should. What is the language, Mr. Lang?
Doesn't make reference to minor.
Okay, so we're cool.
Okay.
Let me ask you this, Mr. Lang. When it says all residential, they also mean, most people out there, when they consider that a residential conditional use, that's like an RPC. Why wouldn't that be included? Or what is it?
The intent is to add the RPCs.
And conditional uses.
And it says residential subdivision or development, that could be a conditional use.
Okay, well, that's my read on this. Is that a consensus that it's also residential conditional uses?
It can.
Yeah, she's tired.
Okay, should we clarify it?
You can incorporate any conditional uses if you want after the word residential, other residential.
No, I'm just saying, in this when we change this definition, all residential and RPCs, when it says all residential, does that mean a residential conditional use?
We'll go see the pension office.
Or should we specify that that should be another comma, all residential subdivisions, residential conditional uses, and RPCs? Would that be clear?
Be clear.
So that we get open space in all those residential communities. Is that any problem with that?
I'm good with you, Mr. Cohen.
Okay, all right. Does that make sense?
To improve on Vance's question, you could add the word major.
Okay, all major.
Now, that does not include our GR districts that would be a mobile home park.
No, mobile home park separate.
Okay.
Sorry to define by a different section.
Okay.
Okay.
That's clear.
So we'll add in residential conditional uses.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay, George.
Major in there, Lawrence.
So that's, you got
Mr.
that change?
You got to write it off.
Lawrence, hopefully.
Are you writing these down, okay?
We're hoping. Give him time.
Okay. We got.
Oh, yeah. Rob's writing too.
We got until tomorrow morning, tomorrow night. Yeah.
No, we got 6 o'clock. Game starts at 6 o'clock.
I don't want dinner come back.
No, we're not.
Well, even what we're
going to do.
Unless you got a mouse in your pocket, that's the only way you're going with somebody else.
You better be careful because we're going to be talking about the pension a lot, aren't we, Sam?
Sam, everybody.
That first line should read, definition of open space, those land areas within all major residential subdivisions or developments, residential and residential plan communities.
And residential conditional uses.
I put those land areas within all residential subdivisions. Comma, RPCs, or developments which have a, because the catch-all, all other was at the end. Either way, it reads the same.
Comes the same. Those land areas within all major residential subdivisions, residential plan communities, or developments.
Okay.
That covers them all. Catch y'all.
Okay.
Next.
Let's go to the next.
Okay, this
can do.
This one was, I think, the suggestion of Center for the Inland Bays.
The 15%?
That had not impervious coverage.